Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming live from the 4Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Monday morning. You couldn't draw it up any better for the Knicks and Rangers starting off these playoff series at the Garden Saturday night. You get the Knicks fighting back like they like to do and winning game one against the Sixers. A gritty performance. Josh Hart got off to a terrible start, but then was the reason, one of the main reasons why they won the game in the fourth quarter. So they're up 1-0 with the game two tonight. And the New York Rangers yesterday afternoon dismantling the Washington Capitals. Took them a little while, but in that second period, boom, they took off. And Matt Rempe, cult hero, brutal force, is an offensive weapon to start off the game. And I'm happy to report that the Wasps went up to Canada and came back with the Gold Cup. We got a champion to my right here. Is that a foreshadowing of for what's to come in hockey in these parts? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
If there is God, yes, there will be a foreshadowing, yes. Doing well, man. It was a great trip to Montreal for sure, and city was great. Weather wasn't all that great, but it was hockey weather. It was cold, and came away 4-0, beat three Canadian teams, and the last game went into overtime. So it was a little bit dicey there for a while. But it was great, and I was able to get to the airport in time and get through the customs line, which is, oh my God, up in Canada is ridiculous because you go, it's reverse customs.
Yep,
and it is painful. Thank God I got global entry.
Need that global entry.
If you don't have global entry, you're going to get stuck like Steve Dimitri and Kurt Dillmeyer on a line for an hour and a half. And, you know, why on a Sunday afternoon when you know people are leaving and going back places, they only have four custom agents available is beyond me. But then again, that's another country. So, I don't want to go to war with them right now. I've got enough wars going on. But, yeah, it was a great weekend. I'll get into it a little bit later on. But able to sit, you know, it was amazing. Get through and go right to a bar that has like an 80-foot television right in front of your face. And sat there, watched the whole game yesterday, and the Rangers played. It was great. They were fantastic. Did everything that they were supposed to do. They're faster than the Capitals. Capitals have problems on defense. Ovechkin doesn't really look like the same player right now, although Tom Wilson is still a pest.
Sure.
And the refereeing in this game was horrific. I mean, absolutely horrific. Kelly Sutherland is now the new Angel Hernandez. And that's that's not, you know, from me. That was somebody who posted that on X. I forget who it was. And I thought it was so apropos because if you watched, and I know you didn't, If you watched the Bruins and the Maple Leafs the night before, it was a brutal game. I mean, guys were going after each other.
And they let them play type of thing?
Yeah, yeah. And the Maple Leafs were trying to improve, I mean, or impress the Bruins that they can meet their physicality. Because, you know, all these teams have reputations. And everybody knows what the reputations are. And those referees let that game go and let that game be played out. This game, especially that first call on Matt Rempe, was total BS, and we all know it.
Tone setter spot, maybe?
Yeah, but you know, the referee knows who he is because you can't miss him.
Well, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Big.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, he did not hit the guy in the back. He hit the guy on the side. The puck was right there. There should have been no penalty called. But, you know, that be that as it may, they won and they dominated the game and they looked great doing it. I thought that first period, they were all over the Capitals. And then as the game wore on, you could just see the speed and the skill show up. And I think Ryan Lindgren's brother, who is the goalie for the Capitals, made some amazing saves, especially early on.
It could have been.
But, you know, look, it's one game. That's it. It's one, and then you pass, you move on, and you just come back and play, get ready for the next one. Same thing for the Knicks. And one thing I want to ask you about the Knicks.
Yes.
Because I know you were all tuned into it, and we got to see it up in Montreal as well. You know, the Knicks, we always talk about Tom Thibodeau and his rotation and this and that and, you know, how he runs guys into the ground. And there were certain guys who didn't play well. We know Jalen Brunson didn't have his best game. Josh Hart didn't really turn it on until the second half. Dante DiVincenzo sat for the fourth quarter, and Deuce McBride basically took over. Instant energy, plays good defense, and he was the one guy that kind of kept them in the game, I felt. But what I don't understand, and maybe you can explain this to me, in the middle of the season, OG Anunoby goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the guy that comes in and replaces OG Anunoby?
Well, Hartenstein got a ton of minutes during that time, if that's what you're referring
well,
to.
Well, no, not him.
Oh, right. Precious Achiuwa.
Right. And so I look at the box score when the game's over, and I'm like, why isn't Achiuwa playing? I don't know. I don't know why he didn't play. This is my only criticism of what came out of game one, is that, you know, you're here playing in these playoffs with the number two seed in the NBA Eastern Conference. The reason for that is because of a guy like Precious Achiuwa, who saved your ass when you needed it saved. And he played his ass off this year. And I for the life of me, unless he's hurt or something that I don't know about, you only played eight guys if you are the Knicks. You are not going to last through the playoffs if you're only playing eight guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that could be a concern. I'm not going to say that
I'm already concerned. When I saw that,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
But there has a lot to do with matchups and things that the coach sees. And you got to remember, this was a team that has been built to come back, especially in the latter part of the season. So I actually love the fact that when things weren't going well, Tom Thibodeau stuck to his plan.
Well, he also sat DiVincenzo.
He did. That is true. But, for example, he didn't sit Josh Hart. I mean, this guy was as cold as ice.
Yeah, but you can't sit him.
Well, you could.
If a guy's missing
that many, you could. We've seen that before.
Well,
I mean, DiVincenzo's been a huge part of this team, and he had no problem sitting him. And so the fact that he has stuck with his guys, I trust him at this point. Like, I think, don't we give Tibbs the benefit of the doubt on the rotation at this point, don't we?
I mean, eight guys are playing.
Okay, they're the two seed and they're up 1-0 on the Sixers in the first round of the playoffs.
I said it was the only thing that I was questioning, is that Precious Achiuwa was a big part of the middle of this season when they needed wins and when they needed guys to come off the bench and pick up a role that they probably didn't expect to pick up. And, you know, he deserves to be a part of this as much as Dante DiVincenzo does, as much as Josh Hart does,
man.
As much as those guys. I'm just...
I gotta check you here for a second. I gotta check you because you have two reactions from the Knicks and the Rangers going up 1-0 is the officiating and Rangers Capitals sucked and Precious Achiuwa didn't get into the game.
I was just wondering why.
They're up 1-0! Both of them! They won the game!
I know, but we always talk about the rotation.
We'll see if it ends up hurting them down the road, and maybe we'll see more minutes from them tonight.
But here's the other thing, too. Certain people deserve, you know, playoff time. They do deserve it. And that, I just, even if a guy gets a blow for like 5 minutes, give a guy a break. I mean, I know Josh Hart was out there busting his ass. The one thing you got to love about the Knicks is that, you know, they can fight through the dips. And that was a big dip for them.
Yep.
And they fought out of it. And that's the beauty of this basketball team is that they have that backbone. They have that toughness. They have that grit. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm back into it because I like the way the brand of basketball that they do play. But I just say, like, if you're only going to play eight guys, I mean, think about that for a second. And you know that these other guys are going to be playing, you know, Brunson and Hart are going to be playing over 40 minutes. I don't know. That was my only criticism of the whole thing. And I know that they flipped now Robinson again as the starter, and he is going to have the biggest part in this whole thing is trying to hold Embiid down.
And he was great. He was absolutely great in this game. Everything that he talked about the shutting things down and focusing on the playoffs, you saw in this game one, and then he's put on the line in a critical situation late in the fourth quarter. He sinks those two free throws. I mean, this guy was awesome. But it's just that when he's out there, every time he does something physical, I'm holding my breath. Is he going to come down on his ankle a certain way? Is something going to happen to his shoulder? But these guys were great, and it can be someone different every single night. So presses that you will get his opportunity.
I hope so.
But honestly, if they keep winning, I don't even care who it is. Doesn't matter. I mean, this wasn't a Jalen Brunson game in game one, and I fully expect him to have a Jalen Brunson game in game two.
You know, I would just say this about the whole Precious Achiuwa. It was just something that I noticed and was wondering what happened. So I don't know what's going on internally. I have no idea. All I'm saying is that everybody's got to have skin in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's great when the fourth line scores two goals and Jimmy Vesey all of a sudden is turning into the player that we thought we were hoping he was going to turn into about 10 years ago. But that's great. That's skin in the game. That fourth line has skin in the game. I just want guys who are a big part of the overall success of the team during the year not to have to, you know, check out and sit there and watch an entire basketball game when at one point he was the guy that was playing 38 to 40 minutes.
Sure, but guys get healthy.
But you got
different roles change. I trust the coach, man. If you don't trust him by now, then there's nothing else he could do.
I'm not going to
question him at this point. No, he hasn't given me a reason to question his rotation this year at all. Because it's like the injuries that they had weren't because he overworked guys.
Do you remember the Bulls game right there at the end that they needed to win to get the number two seed?
Yeah,
it went into overtime, right? Who came in off the bench in overtime? Precious Achiuwa did.
You love this guy.
Yeah, it's not that I love the guy. I just appreciate the guy and the energy and the toughness that he plays with. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
I'm very, very doubtful that I am.
It's an odd foundational take.
I was really bothered by it the next day. I don't know why.
So much so that you watched the Rangers win and he was still bothered by it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I, you know, you have to talk about all of this.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt bad, you know, for my son-in-law and his team as you and all your Islander fan friends, I'm sure were, like, frustrated by the lack of goal scoring. But
especially when they outplayed them in that second period, for sure, were not able to capitalize on it. That feels to me like a really, really tall order for them. They lost in six of the Hurricanes last year. I mean, if they get to game six this year, that would be impressive. The Carolina Hurricanes are the favorite to win the Stanley Cup
right now.
So this is obviously no small feat. But come back to Long Island. Come back to UBS 1-1. It all starts tonight. That is what the mentality needs to be. It's a Stanley Cup playoffs. You've seen eight seeds knock off one seed. You've seen craziness happen. So just come back to UBS 1-1 and then see what happens from there. And I know that, as I just say that, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs, anything can happen. And we saw last year the domination of the Rangers early on, the Rangers had over the Devils in that series last year. They completely flipped. But, I mean, this game, if it goes like this, we're not going to have to worry about Game 6 at White Eagle Hall. And I could say that. You can't say that. But that was a mismatch yesterday. That was a mismatch. Now, things can change. I understand. This is not a touch-the-money thing because I'm not a Ranger fan. You're not saying it. I'm saying it. What I saw yesterday, we're not worrying about Game 6 at White Eagle Hall. You'll be wrapped up, bow on the series. Don't even need to worry about it. Thinking about the second round, which might be the Carolina Hurricanes. But That's just my take on this. This was light work yesterday.
Touch the cup.
This was
light work. Yeah, okay.
Light work. It was light work. Put on the skates. You know, just go out there, be half of who you can be, and we'll be able to beat them.
Touch the cup.
You know what? This is like the exact opposite of, you know, the Knicks having a fight back in that game and you only using eight guys. Like, I don't even know. Did the Rangers break a sweat yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
You know why? You could tell they were breaking a sweat because they used their speed and their skill. And they also got physical against a very physical team. And, you know, Tom Wilson's going to be right in the middle of it.
They're going to send Ovechkin right into retirement. I'm telling you.
No, they're not.
He's going to be like, once they get swept in this series, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep up with these teams. It's over.
Right?
I'm 100 years old.
That's actually how I felt this Friday over the weekend.
It was over for you?
Yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, I'm 63 now and... You know, I'm the oldest guy on the team, and I think I'm getting in the way, you know, that kind of thing. You know, and you kind of got to take stock in, you know, what you think and what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, I still have to underwrite a few things, so that helps.
Just a few things?
Yeah, not a lot of things, just a few things.
Just a few things?
Back in the day, it was a lot more, but not anymore.
So you thinking about putting on the suit and standing behind the bench now?
I might have to. I had to make some adjustments at the end of the game yesterday in order to win, yes.
Did you put in Precious Achiuwa?
I didn't. No, I put in Rob Capone.
Rob Capone. I heard Capone
had a great... Finest, by the way.
Yes, I know. I heard Capone had a really rough start, rather, to his trip where he was screaming at a gate agent. But then ended up having the weekend of his life on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, you have all these guys coming from different areas. And, you know, it's not that hard to get to the airport on time, be cordial, be professional, and get on the plane.
Yeah.
This maniac shows up late, screams at a gate agent, and then has to switch airports. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what?
Then he has the tournament of his life. So, Sable's own, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what we do. As we turn negatives into positives.
You may be hearing about that at the Portly Village.
Yeah. By the way, we have our fundraiser coming up on Sunday for Team Boompah at the Portly on Sunday afternoon. So I'll give you details on that. I'll be a guest bartending. It's going to be a great day. It was a great day last year. Raised a ton of money, so we're doing it again this year. All right, Boomer and Geo just getting started on this Monday morning, jam-packed. We'll get Jerry in here with his first update of the morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Think about this week. You've got the Knicks and Islanders on Thursday night and also tonight. You've got the Rangers tomorrow. You've got nothing on Wednesday. But then Thursday, in addition to the Knicks and Islanders, you also have the NFL draft. Now, I was thinking, in order for us to, because that Nick game is probably going to be front and center, in order for us to, for the first things out of our mouth on Friday morning, to be the NFL draft over the Knicks, the Giants would have had to take it a quarterback, right? Don't you think?
Either that or trade. you know, trade out of there and pick up something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then that to me wouldn't be enough. They'd have to, like, trade up and take J.J. McCarthy for that to steal the headlines.
Right. So I think the interesting team in all of this right now is the Arizona Cardinals at number four, because they have six picks in the top 107 picks in this draft. And if they decide to trade out of four and let somebody else get Marvin Harrison or J.J. McCarthy, and, you know, let's say the Cardinals trade with the Giants, you know, they'll be able to get one of the top wide receivers at number six.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cardinals are sitting like where, kind of like where the Bears were last year, and, you know, moving around, having a lot of picks. And I think, you know, that to me is where this whole thing gets interesting, unless somebody goes to the Commanders or the Patriots and offers just an absolute haul that you can't say no to.
Yep, coming up on Thursday night. It's amazing that it's here. Jerry Recco is here with his first update.
Jerry Recco. I actually bought Jerry Recco a present.
Oh, look at this.
I bought Jerry Recco a present.
Wow.
Look at that.
Very cool. Thank you.
Because I know you're a baseball fan.
That's cool. That is
cool. Al, I have something for you, too.
It's actually a very, very cool sweatshirt.
Sure is.
With the Expos.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's the All-Star game for the Expos.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is Al's.
Oh, the old school
logo.
Right
up his alley. Look at that.
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is very cool.
That is right up Al's alley, boy.
I saw that with your Oilers.
You know your guys. That is awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad they're still selling that merchandise there, because that franchise
is all over the place.
It's really cool.
I mean, it is all over the place up there.
Thank you very much.
I was going to get you something with Canada on it, and I was like, nah.
No, you can't do that.
And then I was thinking Eddie, with the becoming communist, that maybe he would be more than happy to wear it, but I didn't want to get in the way of his New York Rangers t-shirt today. I love it.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's a great t-shirt, Eddie. Where'd you get that? Me? I figures.
Ah! Bob gave it to you as a gift 5 years ago.
And then I gave it to Eddie. Yeah, that could be true.
Probably.
I'm not sure.
All right, Jerry, what's happening, man?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official site lottery games on your phone. The Rangers scored in the second period with a very quick barrage, so why not play all three at once?
Pass was broken up by Strome. Now Goodrow with it. Feezy through the crease. Score! Ravine! Good hit by Lafreniere. Trocheck, put it. Off the faceoff, Feezy with a shot, score! 3-0 Rangers!
And it happened almost that quickly. It was Kenny Albert on MSG. They scored three times in less than 3 minutes in the second. Made it 3-0 Blue Shirts, as you heard in that call. 4-1 was the final, as Chris Kreider would cap the scoring in the third. Charlie Lindgren is the goaltender for the Capitals. His brother, obviously, is Ryan Lindgren. Here was Charlie. What happened in that second period barrage where they got you three times?
Just momentum. I think they got, the first goal, obviously, a bit of a bounce there. And then after that, they started to press a little bit. And for, 5 to 10 minutes there, they maybe carried play a little bit.
They dominated.
Tell you what, that was great to see Matt Rempe do that. I mean, the garden exploded.
They're chanting his name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this doesn't play a lot of minutes, but still. I mean, it looked like he knew what he was doing on the ice. That's the thing. That's, all right, you can hit people, you can fight people. But when you get yourself in the right position and the puck comes to you and you smash it right into the, right into the net that quickly, there's no hesitation.
Instincts.
Yes.
Well, here was Peter Laviolette on Rempe. Kid's been something.
I can't think of a player that's come in and had that impact on a team, on a fan base, on a city.
How about that?
Well, here he was. It's a great game to get.
Ever hear of Mark Messier?
Yeah.
Big win, and also, I think it was special for Jimmy and Giddy as well. We had a success to the line, and those guys have taken me under the wing a lot, and as a young guy, I love them a lot, and so I was really happy that we all had some success, and the team got the win, so it was a great night.
The key word from Laviolette was young. You know, that was the key word he used.
That's just...
Yeah, I know what you were doing. Don't you just try to get now yourself involved and wedged in this whole thing with the Rangers.
I'm just telling you.
You don't like the Rangers.
No, I don't. But it was light work for them. That's just if I were the Capitals, I would just forfeit the rest of the series. It's just they're running. It's a buzzsaw spot. They just run into a buzzsaw. It's embarrassing for Ovechkin to limp to the end of his career like this and get smacked around. Just call it.
We're not coming tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're out.
What I would do.
That'll be game two, of course, tomorrow. Tonight, game two.
Not surprising, by the way. That's what you would do.
What?
Just quit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, I know.
I'm used to that.
I know when the matchup is just, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were the Capitals, I'd say, listen, season's over. Let's pull a James Harden here and let's get right to our offseason.
Speaking of James.
To in just a couple of minutes. I want to do the baseball first since the Knicks didn't play yesterday. We'll get to them in just a moment. So Yankees beat the Rays 5-4. Tight game, and then all of a sudden the Yankees would explode with two outs. There was two out, nobody on, and then I forget who it was, Savali. He walks the bases loaded, and the Yankees finally broke through.
Breaking ball line, base hit for Dugo. Right center field, Rosario cuts it off. Two-run score. Torres to third. Alex Verdugo fired up. Pound to chest back at the first base dugout. A Verdugo two-run single gives the Yankees a 3-1 fifth-inning lead.
And that was Emmanuel Mabari.
How do you do?
Oh, my God.
With the call.
All right, what is
well,
that?
I don't get that.
That's his dog's thing?
That was Susan barking in the seventh inning.
Oh, no way.
Why?
Because Verdugo does this bark dog thing.
Oh, so,
so she was doing, I guess she was recreating it.
That's
okay. Incredible.
Whoa.
I mean, I guess John's out of that booth and
she's
anything goes now.
All that breaks loose.
So the Yankees win 5-4 as they take the series, move to 15-7. It was Victor Gonzalez that got the save in this game. Here was Verdugo on that big base hit prior to all the barking.
The first pitch happened to be the best one to hit, and, you know, we put a good swing on it, and today's just more letting whatever happens, happens. I want to just go out there, hit the ball hard, and, you know, let everything else work its way out, and today was a good one.
And so the Yankees will have a day game today, 105 against the 9-13 A's. We'll have it for you on the Fan. Carlos Rodon, the start. Now, Saturday, it was the send-off for John Sterling. They had the ceremony on the field, and this was him saying goodbye to the fans. He was there with his two sons and his two daughters, and you had the whole Yankee team came out, which was very cool for a photo at the end. He was given an 83-inch screen TV, amongst other things.
Yeah, it cost like $250.
Here was, that's nice.
Go write the PC Richard and son and bang.
I don't think it was $250.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. An LG 80, I'm not saying it's two grand. It ain't $250 either.
And I'm sure that PC Richard and Son, you know, they have that whistle.
Yeah, they do.
Right,
yeah.
So they probably had to give it to him.
I think
the Yankees paid for it?
No.
I mean, they didn't give him a watch. They didn't give him a...
He was given a ring.
A ring.
And he was given, as I'm finding out, it was from us, a silver microphone, which is very cool.
He gave him a silver microphone. Yeah, yep. I think Steve Apria had that in the back.
No, come on.
I had to get rid of it. He gave me one of those, too, by the way.
It's very nice that they gave him that.
Ours was a different one.
Oh, so that one, so I was right. That one was the one from the 80s.
Now it comes out the 83-inch TV. Come on, this is embarrassing.
No, it's not.
I mean, that thing, and I know he's touched by it and everything else. That's an LG OLED.
Yeah.
Like, this is such product placement, you know. Come on.
First of all, they did also put a thing in the booth for him, like a special John Sterling memory thing that looked really cool.
Kind of like what we did here for Mike Francesa, right?
Yeah, Mark Chernoff, Steve Summers.
And Mike Francesa.
And Mike Francesa.
Just for the record,
well,
that TV is $7,000. It's not $250.
You
said they gave a $200 TV. That's not true.
That's product
seven grand
right there.
Well,
and this needs to be said. That wasn't a gift. Like, he said he wanted to stay home and watch all the games.
Yes.
That's what he said.
That's part of it.
So they were doing that. Like, hey, now you get to watch all the games on this TV. It was sort of like a half joke thing. It wasn't the only thing they were giving him. It wasn't like, hey, this is your gift.
What'd you want him to do?
Put him in the Monument Park?
Yes. Let's relax.
You wanted him in Monument Park?
No.
How long has he been there?
You're not putting him in Monument Park with Babe Ruth.
He can't be with the players.
I mean, you know, you gotta have a separate, you know, put Big Head in there when he's done too.
He has a thing in the booth. He's got a whole thing forever
that'll be in the booth. So it's gonna be the John Sterling LG OLED booth is what it's gonna be.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
In the meantime.
And I'm just pooping on everything today.
It's incredible. You came back. You won a championship.
I'm tired and sore.
You like this after winning?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is crazy.
I'm tired and sore.
I mean, the take on the Rangers was the officials sucked, even though they kicked the hell out of the Capitals. His take on the Knicks was that they didn't play Precious Achiuwa, even though they're up 1-0. And his take on the John Sterling ceremony was that their product placement, and it's a slap in the face of the game of television.
I think it's very nice what they did. The whole thing was well done.
Man, oh, man.
Now, we're not going to play that. I'm not making fun of
John. How come I keep asking you where that Mike Francesa sign is and you don't answer
me? Know where it is.
Where is it, Al?
Do you know where it is?
I don't know. My guess is somebody tossed it.
We spent a lot of money on that.
It was ripped down.
Well, we know who ripped it down.
Yeah, we do.
But that person's not here anymore.
No, they're not. We should put it back up.
Yeah, I think so. Hurley!
Get on it, man. And send Mike a TV also.
Yeah, we can send him a TV, yeah.
Now, let's get to the Mets, who won Friday night, won Saturday, but then Sunday, not so good. Really, would you call it a house money spot, essentially, as they wound up losing to the Dodgers.
Smith lines one in the air, left field. Nimmo scrambling over, can't get it, and one hops in, goes towards the fence. This going to bring in two. Smith into second with a double. Ohtani and Freeman come home. L.A. has a 7-0 lead. Nobody out in the fifth inning.
And they weren't done. Andy Páez capped the scoring with a 3-run homer. 10-0 there. 10-0 the final. Adrian Hauser had himself a day where he should have pulled the Capitals and just not shown up and forfeited. He struggled. Freddie Freeman and Will Smith, we played the Smith double there. 2-run doubles, 10-0 the final. Here was Carlos Mendoza. It's a loss, but hey, we won the series.
We're a good team, you know, and we're playing good baseball. Obviously today, what happened, you know, but overall a good series, and move on to the next one.
Shohei Ohtani surpassing Hideki Matsui for the most home runs by a Japanese-born player, 176 now in his career. A couple of injuries.
Did they
notes.
Stop the game and give him an LG, an LG TV or no? For that.
Couple of injury notes. Francisco Alvarez out 6 to 8 weeks, it looks like. Surgery for a torn ligament in his thumb. And Brooks Raley has elbow inflammation, so he goes on the IL as well.
Yeah, not great news there.
Not great news, no, but a lot of contributions over the weekend. They're in San Francisco tonight. First pitch on WCBS 889-45. Jose Quintana will make the start there. And then one other injury note, not a shock, Anthony Rendon to the IL for the Angels, who just can't seem to stay healthy.
And that's the guy
who
doesn't care, right?
Yeah, he's done caring.
That is correct.
Yes.
He's done caring.
Yeah, that is correct.
Great.
All right, NBA players, playoffs, game two, Knicks and Sixers tonight. We know, obviously, New York beat Philly on Saturday. Here was Jalen Brunson. If you want to look to anything from the New York side of things, I guess it would be the fact that he didn't play his best game.
I give him a lot of credit. I got to be better. I can't speed up. I just got to be myself and slow down a little bit, but I give him a lot of credit, but I think made a couple key plays where our teammates just made big shots.
A lot of big shots. You had OG Anunoby that made a big three. Hart made big threes. Bogdanovich was outstanding as they won that game. A big stat in this game and a big factor, the fact that the Knicks hammered the Sixers on the glass. Here was Nick Nurse. Yeah, I'm well aware.
You know, everybody say, well, geez, block out. You know, but again, I think it's probably a little, I just got to come up with a plan. For them, we gotta look at it, and I mean, obviously, we talked about it a lot. You know, it's a key thing that they do, and we didn't do a very good job of it tonight.
No, they did not. They got hammered on the glass, and I don't know what Joel Embiid's gonna look like. He came down on that knee awkwardly, left the game. I don't know if he got a shot, didn't get a shot, came back in the second half, was not the same, and the Knicks punished them. Specifically rebounding. So 1-0, game two tonight. Celtics hammered the Heat 114-94. Jason Tatum, the triple-double, 23-10-10. Clippers-Mavericks, game one.
Man, left corner, barrels baseline, gets a step on Irving, reverse layup, no, Plumlee offensive rebound, put back, yes! 40-22, and a timeout, Jason Kidd! The Clippers up 18 with 10-17 to go in the second.
Whoa! Man, did you love basketball?
I'll say what Boomer said last week, and you can't get an NBA job?
I know.
Holy hell, they hired Goofy to do these games?
Man, that was a free throw line. Charity strap.
God. You keep making it worse by doing that because the answer is no, I can't. It's funny. Clippers radio with the call. Mason Plumlee, the rebound and the putback. Clippers win 109-97, 28 for James Harden. Here's Kyrie Irving. He and Luka Doncic had 33 and 31 respectively, but knows the other team just better than them.
I think it started with just how we started off the second quarter and allowed them to feel very comfortable in that first quarter, and there was carryover. So I think we got to give him credit for hitting shots and doing the right things and capitalizing off our turnovers and also our lack of physicality.
Lack of physicality. That's not a good thing. You don't want to be that way. The Thunder beat the Pelicans 94-92, 28 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, including a big bucket when the game was tied at 90. And a couple of golf notes. Number one, Scottie Scheffler on the verge of winning the RBC Heritage with a 4-5-shot lead with only a few holes to go. With just a few holes to go. I think he's through 15 when play was suspended. And Nelly Korda won again. She won the Chevron Championship. 5 straight wins for her on the LPGA Tour.
I mean, they are really pushing this Scheffler baby thing, man. He's just moving it another day.
It's funny you say that because I turned on the TV on, I guess it was Wednesday, and I put the golf channel on, and there he is on the driving. I'm like, what happened to the baby? Like, he went right to South Carolina to keep playing, so I guess she's doing okay. It hasn't happened yet, and he's dominating yet again.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So good for him.
Yep. All right, Jerry, we'll see you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough Studio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I have to say, you might have to talk to a couple of your guys there that are on the Wasps because they might have been violating some privacy on this trip because I got several pictures of you, candid photos of Boomer in the wild in Montreal. Now, I didn't ask for these.
Okay.
They just came to me. And right. I'm thinking, man, like, these guys don't seem to care. Like,
That would be a violation.
Yeah, right? Violation.
And I'm assuming that, you know, it either had to be my nephew, which I don't think he would do.
No.
Could be Dimitri, who's page 6, a maniac.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that.
I have to say though, Montreal's a very nice city.
So
very
I got
clean.
This. I got this video here of you struggling with the Bluetooth in your rent-a-car, and it seemed like you were having more issues with technology.
Yeah,
and you couldn't figure that out.
No, we figured it out.
So that's another one though. It said we need you here in Montreal.
Yeah, I know.
Because Gramps can't figure out the Bluetooth.
We got it right though. We did get it right.
Right, I got that. And then another one I got.
We had our Wasp mobile up there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that. And the other one I got was, let's see, it was this one right here. Well, you didn't know this was being taken. This was at the bar with you watching the game.
Yes.
You didn't know that was taken either.
I have no idea.
Man, man, man. It's, I would, all I'm saying is, like I said, I didn't ask for these behind the scenes shots. You might want to just tighten up the situation here because.
Well, there's a pretty easy way to tighten it up.
How's that?
Dimitri's off the team starting today. That's tightened up. It's unauthorized video.
Yeah, this is what I thought too, man. Yeah. I was like, Boomer's not going to like this.
I don't know why he's all over my ass. You know, it's fun traveling with the guys, and it's great. It's great fellowship. It's great teammates and everything else like that. You know, we go out to a beautiful little restaurant in Chamblay, which is probably about a half an hour outside of Montreal. That's where the ice center we were playing was.
Yeah.
So we go down and we drive into Chamblay. Chamblay is gorgeous. It sits on a giant lake that empties out, I think, into the St. Lawrence River. And it gives you a Locust Valley vibe to it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Beautiful restaurants, nice little main street, a very small little town, but beautiful. And we decide to go into an Italian restaurant for lunch in between games on Saturday. And they have the bar tables, the four, like, you know, seated bar tables right there. And you can watch TV. So we were able to catch the Islander game there and everything else like that. You know, I'm just kind of sitting there. It's quiet. Nobody's saying that. Place isn't packed, but food is great. Having a couple drinks and everything's fine. And we find out that this owner of this Italian restaurant is a ginormous Bengals fan.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Right. So how did we find that out?
Dimitri?
No, but you're close.
Capone?
100%.
Yeah.
And just had to make sure that the guy knew that I was there and had to take pictures and had to sign shirts and jackets and everything else, which is fine. You know, it's great because it's nice to find a Bengals fan somewhere.
That is nice, but it's not exactly what you were there for. You weren't there for a paid appearance.
Yeah, but Capone doesn't realize that because he's completely clueless to things at times.
You just can't get away from meatheads. You can't do it.
Well, that's what makes it fun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Capone came through, right? He was the star of the weekend.
Oh, my God. It was the weekend of Capone, yes.
The weekend of Capone.
It was.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that the unauthorized video and pictures coming my way all weekend long.
Exactly.
Like, you sent me a picture of you guys winning, which was awesome, and the picture of you with the cup, I appreciate that. That was an authorized photo.
That's 100% authorized photo.
I got a lot of unauthorized.
I got to tell you, there were, I think, up there, there are probably about 50 to 60 different teams that come in for this thing.
Wow.
And at least half of the teams were women's teams.
Nice.
And then, of course, in our hotel, we also had I don't know what it was, a prom or something or a wedding or something on our floor. So that's not a lot of fun.
No, it certainly is not.
Especially when you're 63, you know, you're just trying to get some sleep.
Let's go to Billy, who's down in Florida. What's up, Billy? Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, Billy. What's up?
Great Monday. Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Knicks. Maybe Tibbs is going to switch up a rotation in game two. You know, because sometimes, you know, you can't give the Sixers the same look. So maybe he's going to throw something different in game two, see what happens.
You mean we may see Precious Achiuwa? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think maybe Tibbs is going to just throw something different at him because Precious was really somebody, like you said, that saved us in the season.
Hell yeah, he did.
A forward rotation player.
Yeah, what I hate about all of this, Billy, is that here's a guy that really did step up. We all know he stepped up.
Yeah.
And we all were shocked at the impact that he had on the team. And he was there every night, logging big minutes, doing everything that he was asked to do. I would just think that, it's just a little nitpicking thing from my perspective. I want the team to win. I want people to have skin in the game, and I want people to be rewarded for what they did during the season.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you find a way. You find a way to get him in that game. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the first half and 5 minutes in the second half. But you got to get guys involved because all you're doing when you have a guy like him, and I'm not saying that he's doing this, and I doubt he would do it. He doesn't seem like this type of guy. But you know, he's stewing on the bench.
And he wants to get in. Wants to play in a playoff game.
And you know his family members and his friends or whatever.
All the Achiuwas.
What are they saying to him?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe you're riding the bench. This team would have been nowhere without you with all the injuries. What an insult. It's probably what's going on.
I know exactly what's going
Remember
on.
Remember the movie Precious?
Yes.
What was the name? Here's a little trivia question. The movie Precious, the actress's name who played Precious. I have it. I haven't looked it up. You said Precious.
Molly Ringwald.
No, it was not Molly Ringwald.
Okay.
Anybody? Al, you got it?
No, I can't think of it.
Does Gabourey Sidibe ring a bell?
Oh, my God. How do you remember that?
I have no friggin' idea, but I did. You know, I think Howard Stern talked about that for a
long time. Yeah.
That's probably why it was stuck in my head. Gabourey Sidibe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.